Don't get complacent. You know, if you hear it downgraded, it's still a pretty nasty storm that's out there, and it's going to affect us without question.
Yeah, I know you guys have been doing a lot of work over the last year on trimming trees and taking the proactive steps to make this as bearable as possible under, you know, these circumstances, I guess. The big fear of people, obviously, is losing power, and that's something, I guess, you know, weather is weather that they should prepare for.
Yeah, there's no question. It's ironic that, you know, they're for everybody that understands and wants us to trim trees, we've been running into problems at times, frankly, where customers will say, no, you shouldn't trim it because it's going to change the look and feel of the landscape. At the end of the day, this is why we trim trees, because we're going to have some significant weather. This is going to be a long wind duration event. We've heard John Collins talk about it and others, that the wind is going to last for quite a while.
Right.
And we still have foliage on our trees. If you think about an umbrella, if you think about a parachute, wind gets into those trees and it will pull those trees down on top of the lines. It won't take much. And it's the same thing with the ground. The ground is saturated. So those trees can come down. But at the end of the day, we're taking all the steps we can at this point. We've asked for 2,000 utility workers. Normally we ask for about 1,000
right.
when we have a storm come through. We've got these folks coming already to us from as far away as New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas. They're already en route to us. And we'll bed them down and have them stage out of four locations, M&T Bank Stadium, Ripken Stadium, BWI, and Timonium Fairgrounds. And the goal is to get as many of those folks in place so when the storm hits, they're ready to respond. But our customers need to understand that we will not be able to restore power in a meaningful way until that storm clears us.
Right.
And that's probably not going to be till Tuesday or Wednesday, and then we have to assess the damage. But until that point, we're not going to be as effective in the restoration. So customers need to prepare now for a long duration.
And people should report all power outages, not take for granted that they've already been reported.
Yeah, we're in the process of installing smart meters throughout the territory, and that will allow us to have that two-way understanding of what's happening on the other end of the meter. Until that's complete sometime next year, we're not going to have that capability. So if you lose power, don't assume your neighbor has called us. Give us a call at 877-778-2222. Get that number. Look at our website. Put it on a refrigerator somewhere so you can grab it, you know, if you lose power. But that's how we identify if you have an outage. We will not know automatically.
And patience, patience, patience.
You know, it's tough. And our crews are out there. We're dealing with a very frustrated customer base. And we know that. And the expectations have grown immensely. Some are unrealistic, frankly, that we're going to be able to just simply restore power as soon as, you know, a couple hours after the storm has passed. Some people will be lucky and that may happen, but for others, it won't. And you know, all the small tips that we talk about, if you're on well water, make sure you fill up that bathtub now. Fill up some jugs of water because you may not have power for several days. If you are dependent upon electricity for your medical needs, make sure you've got a plan in place, or if you have a relative, when the storm hits, that's not the time to start thinking about it.
Right. And that's the benefit. I mean, we have advanced warning right now, and we went through this roughly a year ago. And I think above all, I mean, you know, take care of your neighbors. If you have an elderly person that lives next door, you know, check in. Be a
good neighbor. this is a real, you know, this is a real time crunch, and we're taking advantage of it now to get ready. The customers need to do the same thing. I would add one final thing, the fact about natural gas. We don't think much about it. We all talk about electricity. If the eastern end of Baltimore County or Anne Arundel or wherever it is floods, there will be natural gas service impacts as well. Now, granted, that will pale in comparison to what some of the people will be dealing with. But, you know, if you have something like that where you get water into your basement, make sure you have a plumber, a certified plumber or certified electrician, come in and make sure it's good to go to restore power. Because the last thing we want anybody to do is get hurt or worse, killed because of not taking precautions.
And I'm sure you'll be joining us through the storm, giving people
updates.
We'll
be out there and do whatever you guys need. You know, at the end of the day, this is the time that we're going to be out there trying to help our customers deal with it. And, you know, don't get complacent with the beautiful weather today.
Right.
It's coming. It's real. And even if it moves a little north and comes in over the Jersey Shore, that's not much of a change for us. So perhaps we won't get the brunt, but we're going to get every bit of what's less, just less of the brunt.